against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Amen. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God. Somebody shout amen. And that thou mayest obey his voice. Shout amen. And that thou mayest cleave unto him. Shout amen. Boy, the writer is on a roll, isn't he? For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. Amen. Sounds like the blessings of the Lord to me. Amen. And so, we got names represented. We got men that were called. People the Lord pointed out, put his finger on, and promised that he would bless, move upon, touch, use. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he did, didn't he? Mightily. Praise the Lord. And so what I want to talk about tonight for just a little while is the most powerful choice in the universe. The most overall powerful choice in the universe. Amen. Praise God. And so let's look to the Lord in prayer. Let's ask him to help us in this Bible study night. Jesus, again, knowing that your ears never grow weary of the petitions of your people, we call on your name. We seek the favor in the very face of God. We ask you, Lord, to bless every individual here tonight by your sweet spirit. Let the name of the Lord be lifted. Let the name of the Lord be exalted. Let the name of the Lord be magnified. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I'm just going to tell you the spirit of preaching is in this house tonight. But I will do my best. Praise the Lord. It's interesting that he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you death, life and death, blessing and cursing. And then he said, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. I am not going to just be teaching to the choir tonight, but I will be teaching to those that are not here. I see maybe a CD going to somebody that needs it. Because people need to hear what both the Lord is up to and what the enemy is up to. And so it's interesting that not much oratory, not much teaching, and not a whole lot of preaching or emphasis is placed upon Genesis chapter 6 and verse number 3, where the Lord said, my spirit will not always strive with man. My spirit will not always strive with man. And so now, that's not a reason to give up. Well, if the Lord's not going to keep dealing with me and pushing me and letting me feel his conviction and on and on and on, then I'm just going to give up. That's not a call to give up. That is a call to get up and let victory prevail. Let anointing prevail. Praise the Lord. And so the story goes about Abraham and his nephew Lot. We know in the Word of God that they had to separate. And so we know in the Word of God that Lot chose the fertile plains of Jordan, where the wickedness of Sodom was. What would have been a blessing to Abraham became a curse to Lot. Abraham should have went to Sodom. He had first choice. And I believe with all my heart that had Abraham went to Sodom, he could have handled it. Brother Tony, he would have had revival. He would have turned it upside down and made it a place for God to dwell. Because that's how severe God had his hand upon Abraham. But it went and it fell to Lot. Abraham was Lot's mentor. Sounds like he was also his adopted father. But if you'll remember, and just try to remember with me here tonight, that the angels of the Lord, they were drawn to Abraham. But they had to be sent to Lot. So Abraham drew the presence of the Lord. You remember when they were hanging out with Abraham and they heard Sarah laugh when they said she's going to have a child. Because Sarah was old in age. But even that, if you'll read about it and study it, was a miracle. Because it was after that being of old age. After all of that, there was a time in another kingdom where the king wanted her to be his wife because he saw that she was a beautiful woman. So she got more of a miracle than she really truly expected. Amen. But I believe that since the angels were drawn to Abraham, he had favor with God. They were sent to Lot to warn him. Abraham could have handled the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. He had goodness and he had mercy. Abraham's nephew just wanted the bigger spot, the better place. Lot wanted a lot. Blessings come to those that are prepared. To the ones that are not prepared, blessings are a snare. And so we prepare ourselves knowing that we serve the God that blesses. And so we need to know that if you give and you live it, you give it, live it, and you love it, then the blessings of God are going to come to you. But it is in perfect order for anybody to pray and fast and seek God ahead of time to be able to handle the blessing when it comes. Young people, they get cars, they get money, they get new relationships. And so I'm asking anybody, our young people, whoever, what are you going to do with all that? What does that mean to you? Amen. I thank God for our young people. Amen. We got like six of them that are going to be transported out of here sometime this year or next year or whenever it is. I didn't get the dates on it, but I got lamb blasted last night with AYC trips and permission to go out of the country, permission to go to Canada, permission to go out west, up north, down south, everywhere. I mean, I thought, where are all of our young people going? Amen. And I thought, okay, if they're going to land blast me and hit me all of a sudden late at night for an application permission to go on an AYC trip, then I'm going to mess with one of them. So I chose Alina. And I emailed her back. She said, Pastor Marshburn, this is Alina. And she said, I need permission to go on an AYC trip, and we're going such and such place, and I need your permission to go, and you need to contact headquarters and fill this out and all that. And so I emailed her right back. And I said, Alina, I said, as your pastor, I cannot let you go. I said, you are mentally unstable. And I said, I went on, buddy. I said, you need medication. I said, if you can show me proof of medication, then I may think about an AYC trip in the future for you. Do not be offended. I'm your pastor and I love you and I have your best interest at heart. Of course she's going on a trip and she doesn't have any mental issues that I know of. But I thought I would mess with her a little bit. That's pastor, isn't it? But we've got like six or seven of them just. And so I am not complaining to our young people tonight. But I'm letting them know that blessings are going to come because you're going to inherit blessings from moms and dads and aunts and uncles and people in the church that have blessed God all their lives, and now the blessings have fallen upon them, and now it's coming your season. And so what are you going to do with these blessings? I'm urging you not to compromise. Don't compromise your holiness. Don't compromise your standards. Don't compromise your truth. Amen. Don't get some silly idea that you know better than God what God is up to and what God should do and this is not right anymore and that's not right. And don't let anybody say that to you. Listen, this thing was born. This thing came into fruition through sacrifice. You remember all the stuff Jesus did? And this thing will only exist through sacrifice. And we know when the man Jesus sacrificed his flesh on the cross, he inherited a little bit of a blessing. Only became King of Kings and Lord of Lords and God in the flesh on the throne of God. And so it is with you and I, that as we sacrifice, we will inherit blessing. And it will be blessing beyond our comprehension. And that will be transferred generation after generation. But it's so sad to see some generations fall off of the blessing just because of the blessing. And they never saw the sacrifice. Amen. So we've got choices to make. Amen. Hallelujah. The journey to heaven can become absolute hell in an instant simply through the power of choice. Those that you loved that were associated with the church, you will despise. The places you loved in the Holy Ghost with God, in the prayer room with the Spirit, with your friends in worship, revival, refreshing renewal, the places you loved, you will mock. And mentors and teachers that you had in your life, you will look at as fools. And it's all because of a choice. I want you to beware of Matthew 15 and 8. Where the Bible said, this people draw nigh unto me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I read the illustration about a story, and I want to use it as an illustration, but a pro golfer had a young man that he was going to teach to play golf. The young man hired him, and the pro golfer took him out and was going to show him some things and help him to be a better golfer. When they got out there to the driving range, there was already a gentleman out there just whacking away trying to become a better golfer himself. And he observed everything that was going on. When the pro golfer would help the young man he was teaching, the other man was listening so he could learn a couple of things. But what happened was that when the pro golfer was trying to teach the guy that hired him, then he would give him some advice, and the guy that hired him would come back at him and say, no, that's not the reason that I did that. The reason I did that was this, and I feel like I need to do this. Well, after about 10 times or so of the young man teaching the pro golfer what he needed to do, the pro golfer stopped giving him instructions. And when the young man said, well, the reason I didn't hit that ball right is because I was on the edge too close, or I was too deep, or I was too high, or this. And the pro golfer just nodded his head. And so the whole rest of the lesson that day was the pro golfer agreeing with his student. After it's said and done, the student gave the pro his money and he placed it in his pocket, and they began to walk away. Well, the observer over here walked over and he said, I couldn't help but watch and listen. And he said, you were giving him excellent advice to begin with, and then you just stopped. Why did you stop giving him advice? And the pro said to him, he said, I've learned a long time ago that you can't teach a person anything that had rather hear an echo than real instruction. Now, the only person that can make an echo for me is me. And so the young man hired a pro to go out there and still to hear himself. Tonight, what I want to tell you is the most powerful choice in the universe is this. And that is that God chose you to be in the church. Because I promise you this, if the Spirit had not drawn you, you would not be here tonight. But for some reason, I cannot figure it out. Why me? Maybe you've asked the same question, why you? When even there are family members that were better than me. Why me? I will never know. But the Lord chose. Maybe he saw something that could be great. Maybe he sees something that could do great things. Maybe he sees some obedience. Maybe he sees a student that rather than hear their own echo and decide for themselves what is and what isn't, what's right, what's wrong, what. Maybe he sees somebody that will listen. There's a reason we were born with two ears and only one mouth. And that's so we could listen twice as much as we speak. And so we need to understand that the greatest choice in the universe to me, and it should be to you, is that when God chose you and I to be a part of this great thing called church, this great thing called revival, this great thing called evangelism, encouraging, reaching, trusting, believing. It's not a social order. It's not about who's going to McDonald's. It's not about who's going to Burger King. If you do, get me a Whopper. Oh, Lord, I'm having withdrawals. I'm just telling you, it's not about social order. Amen. It's not about who's who and who's not. You know and I know that the ground is always level at the base of the cross. So it doesn't matter who you are. We're all the same. We all need the grace of God. So beware. Amen. And understand. Luke 6:46, another scripture says, why call me Lord when you will not do the things that I say? You don't believe in something you don't obey. And you're not going to obey something you don't believe. And so here's what I'm asking. Please never pick the Bible apart to make it fit. You tear yourself apart and make yourself fit the Bible. The same preacher in the Bible that told us to do Acts 2:38 is the same preacher that told us to do 1 Peter 3:3. Why obey one and ignore the other? Amen. It's not the scriptures we obey that judge us. It's not the scriptures that we obey that are going to judge us. It's the ones we refuse. Am I right? So we have the power of choice as well. Even though the Lord of the universe has chosen us, it will not come into fruition until we have 100% chosen Him. The most powerful choice in the world is when God chose you. When God chooses people, He chooses those that are able. And if they're not, they will be. Because God doesn't choose junk. He chooses those that are gifted. Some that may be a little raw. But usually eager and ready to learn. They're not cowards. They're not sniveling brats spoiled by Sodom. They stand in adversity. They continue in times of confusion. And they do not chase the times. But the times, they chase them. Amen. Praise God. God is chosen. John 6 and 44, where the word of the Lord says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Deuteronomy 30 and 19 and 20, "I call heaven and earth to record this day again against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, let us choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." And what we need to understand is that we are not living for ourselves, but we are living for that next generation that is not far behind us. And so whatever we do for God, let's do our very best to do it well. Amen? Let's stand together. Joshua 24 and 15. Here's what he said. At the end of his day, when he saw all of Israel going back again, he simply stood before them with his family. And this is what he said. "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord," if it's such a bad thing to serve God, "then choose you this day whom you will serve." Make a choice. Whether it's the gods which your father served, which were on the other side of the flood, or the gods in whose land you dwell right now. Joshua said, "I've got news for you. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if we're the only ones that make it out of bondage into the kingdom of God, then so be it. Because as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I know not everybody may have family here, and so if you don't, adopt somebody. But could we come as a family unit and for about 5 minutes, mom and dad, bring them and dedicate them again. Bring them and surrender them again. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not time to think silly. It's not time to think crazy. But it's time to think sober. Stop making your battle a mystery that's in your mind and make it real. Amen. You got three enemies you've got to contend with. That's the flesh, the world, and the enemy, the devil. And so tonight, let's commit ourselves again, afresh, anew. Let's surrender, submit, dedicate, and relegate our lives to God once again. Let's believe the Lord for a mighty moving, mighty stirring, not just in this house, but in my family. In my family. I want a move of God in my family. God forbid that our children live for God greater than our parents. God forbid that our parents live for God greater than our children. But God bless those that come together as a family and we live for God together. There's strength in the family when everyone's serving God. And so let us exalt Him together right now. Let us praise Him together. Let us magnify Him together. We've gone through the toughest part. And that is the fact that the Lord didn't leave us in the world, but He chose us. He put His finger upon us and He drew us by His Spirit. And yea, I say, here we are together for such a time as this. That's the toughest part. We've got His approval. We've got the green light. We've got His okay. Hallelujah. Now let's choose to go all the way. Hallelujah. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. My God, in Jesus' name, Lord, Your Spirit moving, power prevailing, Your presence touching, the anointing breaking. What is my choice? My choice, Lord, is to leave this world when the trumpet sounds and to be with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Holy Ghost. I see some of you tonight. We're standing praying with our family. Some of you are yawning. Listen to me. Some of you are stretching. Some of you, you know why? Because you're weary and you're tired. But look where you are. Now there's two things we can't do to ourselves. Number one, we can't pat ourselves on the back. Number two, we can't kick ourselves in the seat of the pants. So you can't do the good, you can't do the bad. So somebody help me out and pat somebody next to you and say, yeah, I'm so glad you came tonight. Tell them you're proud of them. I know you're weary and well doing, but you made it to the house of God. Amen. God bless you as you're dismissed tonight. I love you, appreciate you. And let's go to heaven together and let's have revival together.